Integration is something that I've shared, this, you know, my kind of concept, my process for getting the things done in my life that matter. And that is, and a big part of that is my podcast. My podcast is always on track because of my way of looking at integration and how all the things that I want to accomplish in a given week are all integrated into my life, into my daily life. And so, for example, I just came in from my garden. I was just weeding my garden. And I said, okay, I really have that on my list. I got to get this done. I have to get the garden ready. I'm falling behind on my garden this year, but I can do it, and I'm going to make it happen. And I can just, you know, spend 15 minutes in the garden today. And tomorrow, maybe I can spend more time. But if I'm going to spend 15 minutes and take little baby steps, I will look back and it will be big leaps. I will look back and I will see big leaps. You know, so instead of saying I'm behind, you know, and I, you know, throw my hands up in the air and forget it, I ask myself the question, how can I be a little scrappy and practice integration while also staying consistent to my commitment to release an episode every week? And when I ask myself this question, it makes it really, really doable. And so I want you to ask yourself that question right now. And here's my example, and you're listening to it. There are going to be those weeks where I can't do a 20-minute or a 30-minute episode, or, you know, whatever the case may be, life happens. Like, there will be times when, you know, we can't stay consistent, or we can't stay committed to that bigger plan that we had. Or maybe we realize that bigger plan really is self-sabotaging because it's a big plan. Like, that's the key word there. So this is my example. It's like, well, you know, there are going to be those times when it's not possible for me to have more time behind the microphone. So what I can do is I can just share a 5-10 minute episode that's going to give just as much value. In fact, maybe it's even better, right? Because it's going to be like a little nugget, a little, you know, a little piece of advice for the week. And then you can get on with your life, right? So this is me saying I'm living in the breakthrough, as I always like to say. You know, how can I solve my problem? How can I solve for the fact that I'm behind on my podcast production? This is the answer for me. So what is yours? And I'm going to repeat what I said before. How can you be scrappy? Practice this idea of integration where maybe you have 10 minutes in between washing the dishes or running, you know, the kids to a baseball practice, or maybe you have to get out in the garden and put some flowers down just like me because you're running out of time. You know, how can you be scrappy? How can you practice integration while being consistent with your commitments in a way that'll make it easy and doable? So a good question that you can ask yourself, like right at this moment, is what is happening now? What is happening in my life that I could talk about now? And so, as I said, that's exactly what I did. I'm like, well, let's talk about how we are just determined to make it work through this practice of integration, even if it means a short episode. And that's it. It does not have to be a TED talk. So anyway, and now I'm going to leave you with a little quote. And this is one that I recently heard for the first time. I read it in one of my, one of my craft magazines, and it, oh my gosh, I feel like it's rocking my world because it ties into this very concept of integration, of getting scrappy, of folding things into your daily life in little tiny increments, in little baby steps, little chunks. So here it is. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And that was something that supposedly Theodore Roosevelt said. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And when you do that, when you take that to heart, you can always find a solution. Hey friend, will you help me get the word out about this podcast? I'd like to invite you to join my podcast street team. So think of it like this. You're a founding member in helping this podcast get off the ground and to land in the ears of as many people as possible. So join the effort by going to caragotwarner.com/podcast to join the pod team. And when you do, you'll also have a chance to win some really fun goodies too. And hey, by the way, if you're listening to this after the podcast has been out for a bit, then please join the perpetual pod team. I'm always looking for folks to help me rise the tide. And again, that's caragotwarner.com/podcast. See you next time. And thanks again for listening. We'll be right back.